Then in 91, you announced a bid for re-election, and you obviously won by an overwhelming amount of votes. Had to make you feel good.
Oh, yeah. Once I got by the first election, then the rest of the elections were pretty easy. In fact, we didn't raise too much money in the second election. We raised more than we needed. We ended up refunding about 35% of the money back to people. I have people today that told me they took their checks and framed them rather than cashing them. They just they couldn't believe anybody had ever given them back money. But we did it in the two following elections. You know, you never know who you're going to run against. You want to be prepared, and we'd raise a little bit of money. I didn't really go out and solicit. I was just getting more people volunteering money. I would never take over 1,000. I think the law changed where I could take 5, but I never took any more than 1,000 from anybody. So
I'm sure there were many issues along the way, but we come to 1993, and that's when MAPS, Metropolitan Area Projects, was introduced. I guess you had several entities supporting their favorite project, perhaps. Would that be true?
Yeah, that'd be true. It really started about probably 2 or 3 years prior to that. I came in office in the spring, April of 87. Well, the first thing that you do is the budget has to be approved by the second week of June to submit to the state. So basically, I had 6 weeks to understand the budget. Well, there wasn't any way I could understand the city budget. As the mayor, basically what I could do is just try to somehow follow in the council meetings, make sure I didn't get too lost, but try to understand the budget itself. It's not meaning to be complicated, but it is just complicated. I mean, there's so many different entities and so forth with the city, and they've all got their different trusts and all this sort of thing. So as we're going through that process over a couple years, not just that first one, but a couple years, I started asking the city manager. I said, Mr. City Manager, where is the money to take care of the public facilities that the city is responsible for, i.e. convention facilities, the music hall, the baseball, the parks, all of these sort of things? Where's the money? When the roof collapses on the sports arena or the convention hall or the civic center, music hall, who fixed it? Where's the money come from? Well, got to come from us. I said, well, where? Well, we just have to take out a general budget. How much does the general budget have extra? Well, it doesn't have any. So that's what, kind of what I thought. So we really don't have anything, right? I said, no, we don't have any reserve. We don't have anything. And this is where my business background and the printing industry really came in helpful. It was real simple for me to compare it back to my printing business. I was dealing with having to buy printing equipment, having to build plants, and having to equip those plants. And printing equipment, you don't go down to the local print shop and buy a printing press. They're all custom-made and usually take 1 to 2 years to produce. So I was used to having to plan out, if I'm going to build a new plant, I got to plan the land, I got to do all the things that we do with building the building, I got to equip it. And that takes time. You don't do it in 6 months. It's usually a 2 or 3 year process by the time you get through with it in our particular case. So it's pretty easy for me to understand the city budget. I said, we've got a plan for this. Based on those original conversations, I said, we have got to come up with a funding source. The only funding source that we really have is bond issues, sales tax, and what money we get from the county off of the ad valorem tax. That's where our GO bonds are paid for and so forth. We don't get money from the state, we don't get money from the feds, and we've got to have a balanced budget every year. So based upon that, we started thinking about how we're going to do this. First thing we've got to do, it has really been since 76 where we hadn't passed any bond issues. Our streets are deteriorating, our bridges deteriorating, our parks are getting run down. There's nothing good. I said, we have got to have a long-term plan. So we developed a long-term plan. And in 89, put together a bond issue for streets, bridges, the public stuff. And it's the first one that had even been proposed in a number of years, and it passed. It was $127 million. Largest bond issue ever been proposed in the city. And it passed, but I went out and really worked on selling it and the purpose. Really wasn't hard to sell once you can get in front of people. Civic clubs or church group, I'd talk to anybody. Just anybody wanted to listen to me. And I'd say, folks, if you don't replace your roof once in a while, or you don't paint your house, or you don't fix your plumbing for 15 years, what do you think is going to happen to it? It's going to deteriorate and probably going to crumble around your ears. That's what's happening to our city. In the streets we drive on, you gripe about potholes, and the streets don't have any money. So they passed that bond issue pretty overwhelmingly. from that point on until this day, we have never turned down a bond issue. But again, we make it very specific what it's for and make sure that we deliver on that and explain to them the need. I knew once we started that bond issue process that we could take care of the infrastructure. Now we had to go take care of these buildings that we were responsible for, we being the city, that we provide services to the citizens of Oklahoma City, and they expect to have those services and to be able to use those buildings and be operational. So I put together a study group and assigned out different pieces of it and asked people to put together some budgets on what it would cost to do certain things, to come up with a plan, and then came up with the idea of a sales tax as a funding vehicle, because I did not want to use, and still believe that the city shouldn't, use its GO bond capacity for anything other than infrastructure. I think that's what it ought to be used for. And then what I'll call the other things, like the buildings and some of the fluff, if you might want to call it, but some of the quality of life issues, let's do that with a sales tax. One of the reasons I like the idea of the sales tax is we did a study, and it's probably still correct or may even be higher now, but 32% of the sales tax was paid by people who didn't live here. Mm-hmm. So that meant you come to Oklahoma City today, maybe you'll buy something before you leave, and tourists coming back and forth, and then all the areas around the metropolitan area that are not in Oklahoma City but come into Oklahoma City to work, they're depositing money. If we were just collecting property taxes, we wouldn't get any of the benefit of those property taxes, but sales taxes we do. So we just had to convince our legal counsel that I could use sales tax for that kind of endeavor and not just for the general fund. A specific sales tax targeted for specific projects. They finally agreed with me and allowed me to do that on the one ballot proposition. It was yes or no,